Hey guys, welcome back to the Small Town Critics Podcast. I'm one third of Small Town Critics. My name's Mo.
Kep.
It's just us two today. Hashi is not here at the moment. Hashi should be back next recording, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully. But yeah, we miss you, Hash, man. We'll see you soon. Guys, we are here for another movie review, and it is for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, directed by Gil Keenan. This one is starring Paul Rudd, and obviously we got
the whole cult of like Dan Aykroyd,
McKenna Grace, Carrie Coon. Yeah, Dan Aykroyd's back. Kumail Nanjiani.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just reading the list right now.
Yeah.
Patton Oswalt. Obviously, Bill Murray makes an appearance.
Yeah, the whole gang's back, innit?
Yeah, Ernie Hudson, yeah. Annie Potts. Yeah. Pretty Ghostbuster-ish. But yeah, Cam, what did you think?
I didn't like it. I just felt that, obviously, non-spoiler, I just felt that it wasn't needed. After all the Ghostbusters has gone before it, even with the one with, what's her name, Leslie...
Oh, we did non-spoilers quickly, by the way.
Yeah, this is...
There's non-spoiler, okay, yeah.
I think it wasn't needed. Again, it was definitely a story that didn't need to be told. I think they were just literally... They dipped their hand into the bag and try and pull something out that's palatable. Again...
Have you seen the recent ones?
Yeah.
All of them?
Because
I heard there was one. I want to say there was one that was actually apparently was pretty good. Was it Ghostbusters Afterlife?
Afterlife was decent. Yeah, this was the one before this, and this follows Afterlife.
But and it's the same cast in Afterlife, right?
Same cast.
Yeah,
Paul Rudd and the other one. But I just felt like it wasn't needed. There was certain bits of the story that was kind of forced, and it's almost like I felt the whole time watching it. It's like they're just putting something out because it's a part of the franchise. They just want to get something else out.
Right.
It never captured me at no point at all.
It wasn't great at all. I didn't enjoy this at all either.
Mm.
It just, I don't know, something about it's just pretty flat.
Yeah.
Throughout exactly, the whole time for some reason. But I like Paul Rudd though, you know. I mess with Paul Rudd.
I've given up on Paul Rudd. I'm more of a fan of was it Kumali?
Kumail Nanjiani.
Nanjiani, yeah. I like him.
I think he tried.
He tries hard.
His comedy is try too hard acting comedy. That for me in it, but that's why I don't know. I'm a bit about him. But yeah.
No, I prefer him.
Ever since Friends, that's with my guy.
Was he Friends?
He was Phoebe's man at the end.
Was he?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
See, I wasn't really a big fan, but I would have remembered him. Yeah. I can't remember him. Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd's okay, but then...
We'll do top 10 sitcoms soon.
No, 100%.
But yeah, Paul Rudd what?
Paul Rudd's okay, but again, I think what made me sort of pull back from this movie was the reintroduction of the old cast. It's like, just let them go, man. Let them go. Like, again, I'm not going to... Look, Bill Murray was Bill Murray back in the day.
Yeah.
But Bill Murray now is like, I don't want, like, your comedy is so the same. Your acting is so the same from so long ago. It's like, it's just not funny anymore, man. It's just how he comes across.
What about Ernie Hudson? What's his name again in this? Because I'm not the biggest, Winston.
Winston.
His role in this, like, he's more the...
politician.
Yeah. That's kind of refreshing-ish. It's not like the same old...
No. Because going back to the ones... Again, I don't know if this is canon or this was even in the same... So it's the same universe. It just don't make any sense. Like the one with Leslie Jones and everything. He was like the uncle and he was a noble. He was like a...
Oh, was he Leslie Jones' uncle?
Yeah, but he was... I think he was like... what are they called? The dead... when they look after the dead people, what are they called?
Oh, the...
not a pallbearer. What are they called? Like,
it's not the Undertaker, is it?
Yeah, but that whole business.
Sure,
what is it called?
Yeah.
So that's the sort of business that he was in. And the whole... And then they went and got the hearse off him to use this. And it's like, he's now a politician. Again, I don't know how it sort of matches up or even if in the same sort of universe. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, these guys should just go away, man. Make an animated series. I don't know. It's a film is too much. Again, maybe for the younger viewers, they might think, "What?
You're so sick of it."
I am. I genuinely am.
I'm just looking at you. Just,
Bro, I went to watch this with my kids, innit?
Oh, did they like it?
They was like, "Dad, could we leave?"
Yeah, because they're a bit older though, isn't it? Like, they're not too young.
My 13 and 15?
Should they have
the 15 one?
Maybe
yeah,
maybe they should have.
That's what I'm saying.
I guess so, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, dad, like, do we have to stay? I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I kind of forced him to stay as well, man. Felt like a bad parent. Yeah, man. Yeah, like, we got to, yeah, yeah. That's my non-spoilers, man.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I did not enjoy this. I think I laughed once. I'll tell you like when, and it was more like a little giggle. Yeah, I don't think, but to be fair to Ghostbusters, I've never been that big a fan of Ghostbusters, even the original one. I don't know about you. Did you like it as a kid?
Nostalgia. I enjoyed. I think I enjoyed it as a kid.
Yeah.
I think because you had to.
I understand. Yeah.
It was what it was, and like Ghostbusters was the thing. So it's like, yeah, you have to watch it, and you was in the moment with everybody else.
Music is great.
Yeah, but then looking back as an adult, I was like thinking, it's not something that I'm gonna rewatch. And that's my sort of barometer of something actually good, or did I just watch it and.
It's a classic to a lot of people, though, isn't it?
It is. It is. It is. And I don't want to be that guy. Don't stick my face on meme saying I'm crazy about this, but it's poo.
The original, you mean?
No. This one. But I'm saying again, 1, 2, 3, for the time it was when you have sequels and everything, it made sense.
Yeah.
Now it don't make any sense for you to make another sequel for this one.
Yeah.
I guess with the afterlife and everything, but then that story has been told. They saved the world. They saved the world.
Yeah.
I don't want to save it. Don't save it again. It's done. You don't need to save it again.
Yeah. Now for me, the first one, it came out in the '80s. I watched it sometime late '90s, early 2000s, I guess, because that's when I would have been grown up enough to understand music, but I didn't care for it like that. So I've never been the biggest fan of Ghostbusters. The music has always been great to me.
But that's it.
Yeah, but we're just getting to spoilers now quickly. Like, comment, subscribe, by the way, and make sure you hit the bell so you know when the videos are coming out. Spoiler wise, there's only one moment in this that made me laugh. And I don't know why it made me laugh.
Okay.
Paul Rudd's talking to his missus, right? And he's like, well, there's something strange in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you going to call? And he's like, I don't know what it is.
I thought that was so cringe.
It was stupid as hell, but it made me chuckle a little bit. Because I think I'm just like, the whole time I'm just like this.
And then you start to smile. Like, yeah, yeah. No, because it's even there, and like, I'm like, who are you going to call? And I'm thinking, why am I even singing? Why am I quoting along with you, man? It's just... Like, yeah, it was bad, man. And again, like, in regards to the movie, like, what was, yes, the love is,
Go on, give me your thoughts.
No, it's just like, the whole love interest and stuff. It was a love interest, wasn't it?
Who? The ghost?
The ghost. And like, it felt like a love interest.
No, do you know what it is? It did, but I think they were going for friends. I think
it didn't, again, if that's what they were going for, also, they missed.
Also, there is no way in the hell you're telling me that ghost was 16 years old or 14 or whatever it was. Get the
grown
hell
woman,
out
man.
Of here.
She's a grown woman, bro.
She at least 30.
At least. Tell her, like, there was one thing that, even in the old one, and it was done in this, not the old one, the last one, it was done in this one, I actually found that a bit funny is the way how she told jokes and she just does this one wink. And I thought that was, she was like, oh. But yeah, but that's it. Again, I didn't take anything from this. Like, I just wanted to leave, and I was looking. While I was watching the movie, I was looking at IMDb, looking for the runtime.
What would you do if you were playing chess and then your pieces started moving? The opponent's pieces started moving.
Oh, I would have left before the chess piece started moving.
You've been done.
Done. The chess piece is moving, and you're like, oh. Are you mad? Yeah. I'm gone, man. I'm gone. I'm not playing with the dead people.
With the dead people?
You're mad. I'd get rosemary oil. I'd get a cross. I'd get a star. I'd get anything. I'm flashing all of them off, man. Are you mad?
Oh,
I'm not playing with no. Who you gonna call? To.
But I don't know the story. The plot was a bit silly for me. Dumb. It's just like she's come back, but she's being coerced
by this
demon who's meant to be locked up. By the way. at that time that he was coerced. She was
I don't understand. So I don't know how that happened. Is he omnipresent so he could talk to everyone, or is he locking the ball?
I must have missed something.
No, I missed it as well.
Because it was a bit, it didn't make no sense to me.
So he's locked in the ball. Uh-huh. He could communicate with every other ghost. Uh-huh. But the mushroom little men only interact with him, or
marshmallow
men interact with him while he's close. The ball is close, but she could hear him.
I don't get it. Then he comes out, and then obviously.
Then he went and get the horns and turned it upside down.
He got the horns and turned it upside down. The place where they put the ghost was at capacity.
Yeah, of course.
Because they'd never thought of.
No, of course. You know, the ghosts get filled up in it.
Because why would you, right?
No, of course.
But yeah, I don't know, the little girl and her issues, I just didn't care for them. It's like, I'm old enough to want to go on these missions. It's like, I don't care.
I can't stand kids in movies that has, okay, I'm not gonna say, okay, that has like some sort of self-righteous ego, like, oh, I am this and that. Yeah, you're clever, that's fine. But then like, come on, man, just chill. And then with the obviously, I think when the guy burned up his hand, again, you see when the fire master, even that was so weak.
I told you I didn't care for Command and Johnny at all.
It was just so weak, and then doing the whole fire thing, and it's like, again, he was meant to be this sort of like a sales, what would they call, like a hustler, whatever it is.
Yeah,
it's just like, it was weak, man. It was just weak of a storyline, absolutely weak. And then there's just continuity issues, man. You've got like, again, you've got this baggy thingy. I mean the thing, that red thing, that can basically be host anybody. That red little demon thing, the red little ghost thing. You know that ping.
Oh, the possessor. And
possessor, yeah, inanimate, the possessor object. Thing. Yeah. So
yeah.
Again, this
that
this
thing was
this,
annoying, man.
This ghost in the ball, he is clever.
Yeah.
So he told the possessor to go and.
I see where you're going with this.
This is Inception sort of like planning.
Yeah, it's a bit crazy.
So he went and put the thing in a bag, going to the lion and then thing. And then, oh, miraculously, it was never about that. It was about the girl reciting it. Because it has to be done by actual living being.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, man, this is just terrible, man. Terrible.
And there was a point as well. I thought they actually possessed her. Do you remember the bit in the lab? When she put herself in the machine, didn't she?
Yeah.
The little girl.
Yeah.
And then it was a moment where he was able to
He possessed her because he could only possess the dead.
But then he let go of her, right?
Yeah, because all he needed was a living person to recite the thing. Because in order for her...
You're right. Come on, man, that bit was okay.
It wasn't.
No, that's cool.
So you're telling me...
I'm joking.
No, I need to ask the question now. No, I need to ask the question. So you're telling me your ghost buddy comes up to you and says, you know what? And that's another thing. sorry, I know I'm jumping. It's like they are trying to condone. They're trying to glorify the dead and wanting to be dead. Have you ever thought of being dead? And Dan Aykroyd was like, yeah, all the time. No, it weren't. It was
someone did say that, didn't
it? It wasn't Dan Aykroyd. It was Dan Aykroyd. Yeah, saying, oh yeah, all the time. And then now they're going.
No, have you ever thought of what it would be like to be a ghost, basically?
Yeah.
But I see what you're saying. They're alluding
to it. This movie is for kids, essentially.
Yeah.
And this is the message you want to push.
I mean, kids know about ghosts and things like that. When I was a kid,
do you know about ghosts?
But I think it mainly came from Ghostbusters, though. That's what I'm trying to say. So, like.
So you're telling,
and it didn't change my life much in any way. So,
but it's a different world now than it was before.
Yeah,
we didn't have social media. Kids now are way smarter than what we were when we were younger.
Hell no.
What?
Absolutely not.
What? Are you kidding me? They are way smarter than what we were.
Nah, these mindless youths that are on the phone all the time.
No. Social behavior is different to actual like intelligent understanding.
I think we're smarter.
Do you really?
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
100%. But I'm talking about when you was in year five, yeah. You reckon you could have conducted?
I was in a very smart kid. Hmm? I had concentration issues, so.
I didn't say nothing.
I was actually quite smart. But I had
don't retract now.
I was like, the one critique I used to get from all of my teachers every time, Muhammad is so smart. He's very intelligent, but he gets distracted easily. And my dad just be like, "How am I gonna do it?"
Yeah, nah, see.
So what? You were just smart, huh?
No.
You were just A star student.
I wasn't
A
star student. Listen. I was a problem for the teachers. Uh-huh. But when my mum found out I was an A star student, uh-huh. So because like they would be like, "Hey, baby, so, like, whatever, get out of here." I'm gonna tell your mum. I'm so sorry. And then I'll straighten up. But like, if you got to school, like I was clever. I was clever enough. Yeah. I knew my stuff, but then I had issues. I had other issues.
How did we get here?
No, because we're talking about these kids.
Yeah, these kids.
But again, that's what I'm saying. Like, you got these kids now who are super clever, but again, it's just, I think the message, what they were trying to I think that's a problem. They're trying to tell a fun story. They're trying to tell a cool story and be all open and accepting to certain aspects of the story and not being careful. Because I had the same issue with Super Mario. If you're not being careful, with kids, which I believe it might not be the case to everyone else, but I'm saying with kids, you have to be very careful how you tell a story. Because when you tell a story, you have to give them context. You have to. Because if you say, "Oh, I want to be a ghost," being a ghost is cool, and leave it as that. A kid's going to interpret that and however they see fit.
Yeah.
We can't now control that narrative thinking, well, it's only a joke. Because if you leave them without that extra bit of information, you never know what could happen.
I kind of, see, this is the thing. With Mario, I didn't agree with you. But in this one, I slightly agree with you only because her state of mind at the time, she wasn't in a good place.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
she was almost depressed because she's not allowed to be on the team anymore, yeah, and things like that. So she's kind of looking for this outlet.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh my God, what if it would be great if I could be a ghost?
And then you've got this ghost now.
Yeah. So I can get how it could be problematic and stuff like that. But
yeah, it's a terrible movie, man.
Yeah. Oh, there was something I was going to bring up. Now I've forgotten. Oh, as a parent, right? Mm-hmm. Did the mom not piss you off a little bit?
Very much so.
Like, as in, I don't know, but for this reason, though.
Okay.
Every time the kid, the boy, mm-hmm. was, first of all, Finn Wolfhard, who's actually, I think, is a pretty good actor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think he's wasted
100%
this kind of movie. But every time he had an issue or like a problem, go deal with it yourself.
Yeah.
Would that be too babying?
Yeah.
So it's true. Deal with it yourself.
Yeah. Not so.
Because that was damp and like thing. He thought like that's dangerous.
Kids. Yeah, not completely, but you don't want to baby them too much.
Sure.
And sometimes you, even myself, like my oldest one, or even my younger, like there's certain things. Yeah, you do too much for them, and you realize they are stronger than. That's what I said. Some of them are smarter than we were. They're stronger than what we think. And then if you do that, what you're doing, you're stunting their growth in regards to sort of social or physical, what have you. But there's certain, obviously, the damn thing. That's crazy, man. That's wild.
I mean,
that's
obviously, wild. We ended up being the alien that was the goo thing. But
that's another thing, Slimer, bro. Slimer.
Yeah.
Slimer's iconic.
Yeah.
And they're throwing him away. They've been throwing him away from the last couple of ones. Yeah. Like he does like a jump scare and rush at people, and that's his bag.
Yeah.
That's his thing.
Yeah.
Come on, man. If you're gonna do it properly and bring Slimer in, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, this movie was rubbish.
Oh, that opening scene was kind of. Ooh, a little bit.
When it was
back in the day and the police walked into that room and it was all frozen and
it was kind of mad. Again, like you've got one in two story, you've got one in like a kid story and then thing story, but then you got like people being frozen and then the next minute you've seen them being shattered, you're thinking like you're gonna put together two and two together. Bro, thinking what just happened.
I have to admit though, I do think the definition of PG has changed throughout the years.
Completely.
Yeah, completely.
Changed, yeah. Yeah, man.
But anyway. All right. You got anything else?
No.
Sorry.
You're good? Sorry, no.
You good? Really. Paul Rudd, my guy. But
score.
Oh, yeah, we do have to. Did we not give a score for Thing?
What?
I just realized we didn't do
it. Oh, no.
Do you reckon you'd be able to?
You know what, Miles? I'm going to reach out to you for you to give us a score for previous, but yeah.
Oh my days!
Yeah, I think that's an injustice on our part.
Because we're gonna try and put that one. Yeah. Okay. That's the previous video, guys. You'll know what we're talking about. We didn't give a score, but score for Ghostbusters: Frozen Emperor.
3. I would give it a solid 3.
I would give this. I think this is for me. I enjoyed this more than Godzilla.
I enjoyed Godzilla more.
Yeah, I know.
And obviously the reason why I went into Godzilla thinking I'm gonna have a fun time, I went into it as a chore.
Yeah. I would give this 4.5. But yeah, that's our review, guys, for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Let us know what you guys think in the comments down below. If you enjoyed this movie, if you did it, what gripes you have, whatever about the Ghostbusters franchise in general. Like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell so you know when the videos are coming out. And we'll see you guys for more reviews. Peace.